Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, and with me, as always, is Keeve Wienerker. Keeve, how's it going?
I'm not wheels anymore.
No, you didn't want to be rolling anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if wheels is going to take off. When my wife hears it, she sort of like snickers and is embarrassed for me.
That laughter you hear in the background is a special guest we have this week. So let me just preface. This week's podcast, we are ranking all 50 states. And the problem with ranking the 50 states is kind of like the problem with like ranking movies or any kind of pop culture from before 1990. Like, Akiva knows what he knows, but he doesn't go outside his like comfort zone at all. So he's been to fewer states than just about anybody I've ever met. And so you have no way to gauge to you probably don't even know the difference between like most of the states, you know, in between California and New York.
Well, it's not true. I think partially because of like sports, I at least like know the big cities and all of them and most of the capitals and stuff like that. I think while I haven't been there, it's like the pro athlete who says to the journalist, like, well, you never played the game, so you can't understand. Well, I could definitely understand. I've been in the States game for a long time.
So I've seen your state rankings, our guest state rankings, and a bunch of other state rankings, and yours are far and away the most of an outlier in that you just have really weird rankings for middle American states, some that everybody hates you have way too high, some that everybody likes you have way too low. So again, I think it's indicative of someone who's never been to them and, you know, is just looking out the window as he flies from a anyways. So that having been said, so we decided we had to bring in someone who actually probably has been to more than 8 states.
And, we're too New York-y, the two of us, even though you're Minnesotan.
Yeah, and I've lived how many?
Right, you lived in Michigan, you lived in Massachusetts, you've been around a little bit.
I've lived in Pennsylvania, New York, Minnesota. I've lived in 3 different countries. All that's kind of lived in D.C. So I've lived in a few states. I've spent a lot of time in other states like Wisconsin, not having lived there. Anyway, so we've decided to bring in a guest, and our guest hopefully will be a better judge of states than Akiva will be today, and that's Antonio Mazzaro. So Antonio, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Chester. Yeah, I worked at Delta Airlines for 4 years when I was an undergrad, and we just flew everywhere we could, basically.
Oh,
so
great. Okay.
There are a few states I haven't been to. There are probably about 15 total I haven't been to, but most of the continental U.S. I've set foot in, and not just in an airport, Akiva.
Well, one of the good parts about having Antonio is people who live in sort of northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. Even I know enough to know that you essentially live in two different states at once.
So right, that's the other thing.
You have a lot of extra knowledge.
Yeah, and Kentucky itself, you know, there's a lot of weirdness with Kentucky. It didn't secede from the Union, but everyone considers it to be part of the South. So we have a lot of identity issues here, and you're right. Northern Kentucky is especially problematic in that regard because the rest of the Kentucky thinks we're Yankees, and the rest of Ohio thinks that Cincinnati is redneck. So it's an interesting part of the country to be from in general. But by living here, you know, you talk about living in New York, the Eastern Seaboard. I'm not even a day drive away from a large part of the country, and I've been to, in those day drives, a large part of the country as a result. I've looked at my map. I completed a map that the Washington Post had, and I can just see, like, oh, there's Interstate 75, there's I-90. Like, I can just remember the roads I drove to go into and out of these states and the time I spent at the weird rest stops in them doing the things that I've done. I know that sounds a little untoward, and I didn't mean it to, so here we are.
You know, I posted on Twitter for a podcast next week. I wrote Americans Only, which every Canadian and British person hated. But I was just trying to say, like, I don't care if someone in Sweden has just visited New York City once. That shouldn't, if Chester was going to average these out, it shouldn't affect our rankings. How many states have you been to, I asked. So we got 100 responses on Twitter, even though I was called a xenophobe several times. but, right, so you had 35. A lot of people sent that, a convenient Washington Post thing. I see a lot of 30s, 35s, 26. That's a Canadian, so... my number, I think, is 13, 14 if I've been to Virginia, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if my, like, 8th grade
but
trip.
But hold on. Akiva, the most scandalous thing is you didn't even want to include states that you drive through on a road trip.
Right. You need to
me, that's crazy.
I mean, if you go out to dinner in that state, that's fine. Certainly an airplane. Right. Everyone agreed with me that if you fly somewhere and don't leave the airport, you've never been there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but a road trip is different. Okay, so you said dinner. I'll probably have to edit this out of the podcast. After I got married, we drove from Minnesota to Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a point in each state of doing something other than eating dinner. And we were only in Indiana for like 45 minutes. Because,
I thought you were
going to
say seconds, and I would say you need to keep that story.
Chester, were you at rest stops? Is that what was going on there? To tie it back to my awkward speaking.
Honestly, in Indiana, because we were there for so short, we were just like going around the bend of Lake Michigan. This is totally coming out of the podcast.
No. Look, don't say it and leave it in. This is a good story.
Yeah.
We were driving a U-Haul. We just parked the U-Haul in like on some farm somewhere, like a little bit off the highway, and just went into the back of the U-Haul.
What a honeymoon. But
this seems like an impossible dream now, I'm sure, for either of us.
But the U-Haul, like first of all, was really hot because it's the middle of the summer and also was, like, really full. So, like, we had to leave, like, the back of it open. So, it was, you know, we were probably violating laws in Indiana, especially, you know, a state with Mike Pence as their former governor. Yeah. I'm sure we were violating laws.
And your wife's your first cousin, so depending on the state, it would have been.
Oh, dear. Yeah. No. It's a U-Haul, not a two-haul. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. That's a great idea. I'll have to
Akiva, I'm just saying, can I count Indiana? Because I'm definitely counting Indiana as a state.
Yeah, no, for sure. You can count Indiana twice, I think. Yeah.
If you've spilled your seed.
Stop anywhere, I think.
All right, by the way, this is a no-snitching podcast. If my wife ever finds out this was... I won't edit this out, but if my wife ever finds out this was discussed in the podcast, I'll never be able to podcast again.
No, the podcast is over forever. So if you hate us... Wow. Then email back again.
That's true.
I might be in the last episode of 32 Fans. This is
that's
fantastic.
Very possible. But almost nobody. So of the 100 people, almost no one had less than my 13 or 14.
Yeah.
And we had a couple 50.
Well,
someone had 49, and they're going to, I think, Alaska for 50 like next week or something.
Yeah, you can't be in the 40s because if you're getting that far, you just get
right. Once you get to 40, same thing with stadiums. Like my dad and I went to close to like we're at like 12 really quickly, and I realized once we got to like 18, we'd have to go to all 30, and I didn't want that pressure. It's too much anxiety, so I like canceled the trip. We were gonna go to Wrigley, Cellular Field, and Milwaukee. I'm like, once we do that, we're too far gone. Then we have to go, you know, everywhere. So I canceled that trip.
What's the longest road trip you've gone on?
Well,
not flying, driving.
The reason I've been to both Georgia and Texas is because I did that four baseball games in 2 days, none of them in New York, all four different states. Tampa Bay and Arlington, Texas, slept over in Dallas. Monday flew to Atlanta, went to a game in Atlanta, went to Monday night baseball in Philly.
Yeah,
took
but I'm
the
not
train
talking
home.
About flying. I'm talking about a road trip, an American
Yeah, so that's
road
a road trip. Okay, so road trip
no,
we
not.
Did. We went to an Indians game. Canton, Ohio, Pittsburgh Penguins playoff game all on one road trip. So that was, I guess, how long is it? Is that your question? How long was the road trip? That
I don't
was
know.
Probably
just,
a few
you,
days.
You strike me as not much of a road trip guy. Cause it's
no, but my dad would like
to.
I also don't really drive, so I'm not a great road trip person to be with. But, you know, if my dad was willing to drive the whole way, I was always happy to go. You know, we'd go on like quick like 2-3 day road trips, but that was
all
the
right.
biggest one. We went on a lot of flying trips. We're like, you know, we were a little more bougie.
All right, so let's jump into our state ranking. So Akiva, how did you describe this when you described it to Rob on one of the other podcasts? You said we'd be ranking the states from
Florida to one. I said
yes, and so spoiler alert, Florida does start dead last. Let me just explain how I'm doing these rankings. So Akiva, me, Antonio, all three of us ranked the states from 50 to 1. Then I wanted to bring in a couple of other rankings just to average it out. So U.S. News does a ranking where they take like over 60 categories into effect, education, economy, environment, et cetera, et cetera.
Get their facts out of here.
Yeah, so that's like a real ranking. Then Thrillist has another ranking, which seems to be done the same way ours is. They have Florida dead last.
Nice.
And then the funniest one I found, which I included in this, is Estately. Estately is like a real estate website. But they decided to rank all 50 states. They say they did it highly scientifically, and they did. But can I read you the 8 categories that they use for their scientific
sure.
ranking?
Read
it is the number of Arby's locations per capita. And by the way,
is that a negative or a positive?
Yeah, exactly.
Each of these 8 is a negative, obviously.
Oh.
Number 2, the number of vape shops per capita.
Okay.
Number 3, the number of Google searches for people looking to buy a hoverboard.
Okay.
Number 4, Google searches for egg salad recipes.
All right.
Number
I
5,
like egg salad.
Here's my thing. On egg salad, you don't need a recipe if you eat it. It's only
I was
going to
say. Yeah, it's like they're looking for the people who are curious about egg salad, but not people who are really into it.
What is
it,
this
you know?
Fancy food I've been hearing about?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, number 5 is the total number of Nickelback concerts per capita held in the state.
Okay, that's good. Although that really hurts the big states, because you'd imagine like California would have a lot more than like West Virginia. Yeah.
By the way, you're going to see all the names that are coming up in these last categories we're all on our worst living Americans bracket. Number six is a number of Facebook fans of the singer Chris Brown.
Okay.
Number seven, which is my favorite one, is magicians per capita.
I am completely on board with that one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, on clowns also. And then number eight is people expressing interest in Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle publication.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Those people. So, I fear that like New York and California did, you know, poorly in that one, but yeah, for sure.
Oh, that ranking for sure was the weirdest and really threw our averages into a blender because, yeah, it's really weird how that one came out. But so we average all those together. And so the cumulative ranking, Florida is dead last. Akiva had it dead last. Antonio had it dead last. Even though I claim I hate Florida, I was actually higher on Florida than anybody. I had it at 39.
High in the ranks, yeah.
Chester and I both married girls from Florida. I mean, technically, I think you married a girl from Michigan, but my wife has never lived in Florida.
But her parents
live
now.
In Florida. Yeah. Okay. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, I lived in Florida. So, I lived in Florida for a year.
Which part
Where did
of Florida?
You live in Florida?
Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, Miami. So, but Miami I spend time
the
all
least
part
objectionable part of Florida.
Sure.
Really? Yeah, I feel like Key West is maybe the least objectionable. Not Key West, but like the Keys in general where there are less people and it's really beautiful. That part is not objectionable to me. The part that's objectionable is traffic and just poorly planned cities and no income tax. So no real commitment to making life any better for the citizens and just problems left and right. And I don't know, when you guys tweeted this out, somebody tweeted us, Florida has open records law, so you see all the crime details, and that's why it has a negative perception. That's not why it had it for me. Like, I lived there and hated every second of it.
Yeah, South Florida, where I think Chester and I have spent most of our Florida time, is... there's a map of languages in the United States I was looking at recently, and South Florida is the only part of the country that doesn't really have like their own dialect, like their own accent, because it's just like a mishmash of people, mostly from New York, but from like all over the East Coast.
Well, but South Florida is New York if you give it terrible weather and you take out all culture.
Yep. So. Yeah, no culture. There's no culture. Yeah. There's no intellectualism at all. Like I used to say, the custodian in, you know, in a school in New York has more like intellectual curiosity than like the best doctor in Florida.
but the reason, just to defend myself, the reason I had a 39 is because I can envision a scenario in life where I would spend time in Florida.
Yeah.
There is no way I would ever spend time in Mississippi.
It's not the 50th state I would move to. It also has Disney World, which, you know, it's a good place to bring the kids. There are a lot of like good... You know, there are a lot of things for the kids to do in Florida. My kids had a debate recently because we're going to Florida, but we're also stopping in Amsterdam for a day. So two of my kids had an argument whether we should go to the Anne Frank House or Gatorland. And I feel like that's like the most Florida thing that's the most Florida argument that's ever happened. It's like, you go to Amsterdam for like 3 hours, you go to Anne Frank's house, you go to Florida, it's like, all right, it's time to go to Gatorland where you can actually like put your hand in a gator's mouth and try and get on YouTube.
Akiva, have you been to Amsterdam before?
No, I've never been.
Antonio, have you been there?
I've not. It's high on the list for sure.
Yeah, it's such a weird city because like there's the reputation it has among people, let's say between the ages of like 15 and 35, mm-hmm. and then it has a reputation for everybody else, by which I mean I was there several times as a kid because... Like, it was a layover. I lived in Minneapolis, which was a Northwest hub, and so Northwest KLM would be, like, anytime we flew out of the country, basically we'd fly through Amsterdam. So I've been to, like, the Rembrandt Museum multiple times and the Anne Frank House and all that kind of stuff. But, like, then when I got to college and everybody's obsessed with Amsterdam, and I'm like, I've been to Amsterdam. Like, oh, how's the red light district? And I'm like, well, I don't know, because I was 8 and with my parents.
Right.
So there's, like, it's like half of it is, like, Las Vegas, and then half of it is, like, you know.
Right, but also no food. Like, Holland is famous for, like, having really no food culture compared to other European countries.
Oh, I don't remember the food when I was a kid. But, all right, so let's get to the number 49 state on our list. The number 49 state on our list is Oklahoma. Nobody really hated it other than a stately, but nobody else had it, you know, in the bottom five, but nobody had it, you know, higher than the low 30s.
Well, what's it bringing to the table?
Timothy McVeigh. I don't know. Adrian Peterson's football career.
They stole the Sonics.
Yeah, Native American culture, I guess, is a positive. Like, there are limited states. I'm not saying there aren't any, but there are maybe a dozen states where you've got a strong Native American culture and background. And that's probably, in my mind, the best thing Oklahoma has going for it. But that comes attendant with a lot of negative energy in terms of how the people that are there got there and the things associated with that. And I'm a Thunder fan. Like, that was... I grew up where I grew up, Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati. Nobody cared about the Pacers. Certainly nobody really cared about the Cavs. And my brother and I was a bigger kid. He was a smaller kid. We were Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. So I became a Sonics fan and then stayed a Sonics fan and became a Thunder fan. So that's the only – I have contemplated a trip to Oklahoma to see the Thunder play many times, but I end up just seeing them play in Indianapolis and Cleveland twice a year. So
there's no old-timers who are Kings fans because of the Cincinnati Royals?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Not really. I mean, the Cincinnati Royals were like a thing, and like the arena that they played in is now being torn down, and it's not even breaking a lot of hearts here in the city. So yeah, there's not the NBA kinship in this city, not very strong. It did not.
That's also an era when like there was only like 20,000 or probably fewer, like 5,000 NBA fans in the whole country. So.
Well, and it was regionalism, right? Like, yeah. You would take, like, oh, the Cincinnati, they've got Oscar Robertson. You know, you would end up with players that were key to your region, and that just doesn't – that's not the same anymore.
Yeah. One of my criteria, and ignore it for Florida, is, like, would I go visit this state? And to me, Oklahoma, it's not such a small state, right? There's 4 million people there. But name the five biggest cities in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got nothing. Tulsa, what?
Yeah,
like,
Oklahoma,
you know,
City. Yeah, there's.
And after that, it's Norman, which is mostly a college town.
Okay, yeah.
And then Broken Arrow is fourth, and Lawton, which I've never heard of, is fifth. I mean, there's, you know, it's a lot of like mid-sized. It's a little Jersey-ish, in which case, you know, there's not really like a hub. But there's no, like, you're not visiting there. I don't know, like, what's so exciting. It's just like it's like Texas's loser older brother.
Yeah, it almost looks with the shape of it on a map. It's only there out of the generosity of Texas, because Texas looks like it could invade Oklahoma, especially that little skinny part, the western part.
Yeah, definitely. Especially now that Mac Brown's not involved, for sure. Yeah. Texas could invade Oklahoma.
All right, so let's keep going. We're up to 48, Delaware, the home of every corporation. And as Joe Biden loves to brag, you know, it was once sort of like Antonio was saying, it was once a slave state as well, even though it stayed in the Union. So. The U.S. News actually likes Delaware, but everybody else hates it. Kiva, you're slightly higher. You have it at 39, which is higher than Antonio and I. So why do you relatively like Delaware?
I don't like Delaware. I just feel like it's not objectionable at all.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's really. Well, there's nothing to say about it. It's a drive-through state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I discovered something difficult when making this list, and I think what Akiva just said really hits the nail on the head there. There aren't too many states that I actually like. I think I got through like 15, and I was like, the rest of these states all kind of suck for different reasons. And so here we are. But Delaware definitely in my bottom 10, 100%.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a snob, but that was my attitude. It was almost like when we ranked coaches. All of a sudden, I realized, like, wait a second, most of these states are terrible.
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
All right, so next let's go to number 47. Anytime Mississippi is not dead last in any kind of state ranking, they have a massive celebration. So 47, a huge upset for Mississippi. And it's largely because of Antonio, who ranked it shockingly high at number 33.
Wow.
I had it last. Akiva had it second to last. So Antonio, what's with your love for Mississippi?
Well, it's, yeah, again, not love in the Akiva's not loving Delaware. It's just not hating it as much as maybe other states. Mississippi certainly has a ton of issues. There, don't get me wrong. I think that... Having been there, I can look at it a little differently. The Southern Gothic element, the literature, like those are the things that I find that kind of appealing about Mississippi. And I find that like not, I wouldn't say kinship, but something that I feel like is unique to Mississippi that I think, for example, I had Mississippi ahead of Alabama and other states that are in the same general category. But it has that kind of literary history. And there's a lot of stuff that is, I don't know, I'd say Southern Gothic or haunting about Mississippi. That I felt just does not feel the same way as Alabama or some of the other states or Arkansas like that. Like I feel Mississippi has a little bit of that element to it that I find more appealing. That's the only reason why.
What was the reason why you found yourself in Mississippi?
Barbecue, mostly, college football, driving from Cincinnati to New Orleans a couple times. You start to take side trips back and forth. So that's really it. I mean, it comes down to barbecue, college football, and being in the general area.
All right. I think – I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but my only experience with Mississippi is when I was in college, I was part of this like black Jewish student group and black and Jewish, like people who were African-American or Jewish, not people
right,
who were
I thought I thought you were – because your mom was born in South Africa, I thought you were going to say you snuck in there. Okay.
Yeah, no, it would have been a smaller group probably, especially in my college. But so we went on like an alternative spring break to Georgia and Alabama to sort of witness civil rights history. And we actually asked, because this was in 2005 when the killers of in Philadelphia, Mississippi, of Schwerner and you know, the three the three freedom riders who had been killed in like 1965. They had just mm-hmm. been the case that they had just been found guilty or whatever it was, and so it was big in the news. And we actually asked, well, why can't we go to Mississippi? And the security head for our bus said, I don't care that it's 2005. A bus full of Jews and blacks is not driving into Mississippi if I'm in charge of security.
I've been told the same thing by security people. Where minority, I mean, I certainly know for Jewish people, I think that some guy who, I forget the organization in high school, mentioned that that their security team did not let them go to Mississippi or I forget the second state, somewhere south.
That's a bad sign.
But yeah, like they literally wouldn't let them in. They would need too many security people. So it's not a great sign. I'm sure they're working on it, but that's not ideal.
No, I'm not sure they're working on it. So that's
and by the way, like to be serious for a second, Chester and I both wear yarmulkes, and I walked around New York City my whole life, never once even like remembering that I had one on my head, and no one in 30 years ever said a word to me about it, other than like I get asked for directions a lot more because I guess people assume I'm not gonna be able to beat them up and kill them. I don't know, but
I don't think that's your yarmulke. That's
I don't know. It's just like yeah, that's probably. But then we go to Europe and you can't really wear one, so you appreciate the United States more. However, I would never wear one in Mississippi. There's a few other states that I would have to, you know, look into it. And obviously, there's parts of every state where you probably, you know, you would experience racism or anti-Semitism, whatever. But I just feel like I wouldn't even, in the entire state, I can't imagine I'd wear it in Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, that tracks with my experience and having not been part of any class that would be discriminated against, but just knowing people that are, that tracks with my experience with Mississippi, but also with Alabama, with Georgia, with South Carolina, with Tennessee, with Louisiana, with Arkansas, with Missouri, with Indiana. So, you know, not great. All one big swath in the middle of the country there and in the South. It's just all very, very similar. So for Mississippi, I just have a little bit more positive personal experience there.
I looked at the education rankings also. Mississippi, not great with the education.
Shocking. Yeah, usually those two go hand in hand.
All right, let's keep on moving. We're at number 46. It's the Florida of the West, and that's Arizona.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that.
And here,
like
Keeve, you got to defend it because, you know, Antonio has Arizona at 48. I have it at 43, but you're all the way up at 29.
To me, that's just slightly below average state, so it's not like I'm super high in it. Again, it has things going on. It has professional sports teams, so there's reasons maybe you'd want to come visit, right? They don't seem to have any history. Like, think about the Arizona Cardinals have less fans than the Jaguars, right? The stadium is never filled. But you know, you had a basketball team.
So to get serious for a second, it's funny you talk about how they don't have any history because Arizona right now there's a big fight going on with all the Confederate monuments in Arizona.
Right,
right.
And but it didn't
exist. It's insane. Obviously, it's a state that didn't exist.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So they said almost every Confederate monument in Arizona has actually gone up in the last 20 years.
That's wild.
So yeah, so they really don't have history. So they just sort of have to invent it.
Right. There are cities that you might. Like, I would never vacation there, but if you were, like, road tripping, there's some big cities there. The problem with Arizona, it gets to, like, 118, 120, and I think it's just, like, if you're not a gun person, you're the only person in Arizona without a gun, I feel like that's probably annoying. Like, if no one has a gun, great, but if everyone but you has a gun, I feel like you're at a big disadvantage.
It's true. They have a strong indigenous history. That's the part, like the Navajo people that are there. I think that's
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, but like you guys are pointing out, I think they, when you say like, oh, they had to create their history because they don't have any. So what are they leaning into, the racist element of that? Like that's the history they choose to honor? They're the ones, right? Didn't they famously not want to sign on and honor Martin Luther King Day?
Like, yeah, they're the last state to recognize.
Yeah, this is not an honorable state by any stretch. And yeah, they have 120, and they'll tell you it's a dry heat. It's not like heat is heat. When it gets to 120, it's still miserable. So I know people who have gone there and just been miserable. The entire time. And I guess I should say, when the Sopranos, not a huge spoiler, but when they needed to have a character end up in like a purgatory scenario, they sent them to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
They sent them to Scottsdale, like a miserable, like in between. The Reds moved their spring training complex to Goodyear, Arizona, which is a city that didn't even exist like 10 years ago. And everybody now in this area is going out to Arizona for the first time and saying things. But I just, you can tell that that's a state that really lacks an identity. And you point out, oh, well, nobody's showing up at the Cardinals games. Well, A, the team transplanted. it and B, the people that live there transplant.
Right. Like, although it does seem like and, population-wise it's exploding. That's what it, I, off, without yeah, even
who knows
Googling
why.
It, it
everyone
like
wants
that.
To move to Arizona for some reason. I guess it's John McCain's wonderful leadership.
A lot of old
yeah. yeah, it's like it's the Western yeah. Florida, exactly. I think
yeah, people from people from Minnesota go to Arizona for the winter, not Florida. So my uncle actually lives there in the winter. You know, it's funny how you mentioned the Sopranos thing. When I was in high school and college, if I would be out like at a bar or whatever and there was somebody I didn't want to talk to and I didn't want to like share any information or like be looped into a conversation, so I would tell people that my name was Jack Harrison and that I was from Arizona. That was like my fake alter ego. Because you never meet somebody who's from Arizona.
Yeah, so it's never going to have to back that up.
They'd be like, ooh, Arizona, that's exotic.
Yeah, yeah, but Arizona's not exotic. Arizona's just, you know, hot.
Yeah, what's the next state?
Next state on our list, and this is one where we are all over the map. Number 45 is Nevada, which Akiva will probably call Nevada. Yeah. So you have it. Okay, so Antonio has it at 46, so he hates it. So let's, and again, cumulatively it's at 45. So Antonio, you give us the anti-Nevada argument first.
It's just a, it's like, what is it? Like the American Dubai, like this, just somebody built this,
it's a good line.
This like sin of the city of sin in the middle of a desert. And it's America's playground for that sort of thing. And I think that's fine, but I don't think that a good state makes, and I don't know, you always hear about it in politics and there are all these different things that go on. I know corruption, with the mafia was rampant there for a really long time. You hear about it a lot in sports with state commissions and teams not being able to move there. I just don't see any real appeal for Nevada. Like, I don't see why.
Are you a Vegas
like,
guy? Have you been to Vegas?
No.
Do you like Vegas?
No. But you can, the way I
but
see
you understand
it, like,
the
guess,
appeal of Vegas. You're just saying that doesn't boost the state.
I don't really understand the appeal of Vegas. No, I understand the appeal
of
casino
gambling. Well,
people like
gambling, and you can't, if you could gamble everywhere tomorrow, Vegas wouldn't exist anymore, but...
Yeah, but when I lived in Miami, I could go to a casino, like, within 15 minutes
you can't
in
bet
like,
on
four
sports,
different
though.
Directions.
You can't bet on sports.
You can't bet on sports. So you want to bet at a sports book, I've bet with a bookie. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I don't need to go to Vegas to bet sports, but maybe that's different for everybody else. I don't know. It's just the glitz and glamour and, like, building this thing like that in the middle of the desert for the sole purpose of just churning money out
of
tourists.
It's definitely one of the weirdest
ideal.
States. You know, the one thing I probably rank Nevada too high because it has the worst education in the country of any state. So
yeah, that's the other thing is typically states, I don't mean to interrupt, but typically states introduce gambling programs and things like that to benefit education in the state. And I don't see how Nevada's last if they have like the most gambling. It doesn't make a lot. It's so corrupt.
Yeah, maybe they should go back to the lottery and forget about gambling.
Yeah, it's a good point.
All right, what's next, Chester?
All right. Well, Akiva, I want to know, why do you have it all at number 16?
I mean, even though I've never been to Vegas, I like the, again, it's a city that people go to visit. Well, let me ask you a question. Excluding the states where people live, so otherwise California would easily win because it has so many people. What three or five states do you think are the most visited?
Well, you said excluding the states where people live.
Where people
so
live.
Obviously,
so, like, you can't count.
New York is off the list.
Right.
Yeah.
No. It's not off the list. It's just you don't count New Yorkers visiting. So if you were to, you know, what are the most visited states in the United States?
Well, definitely Florida, I think, right?
Yeah, probably Florida, New York, California, but I feel like Nevada's probably pretty high up there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Because a lot of the people in the West, I mean, I had a friend, she won some kind of award in Denver, and they were like, oh, we'll just go to Vegas for a couple of days. And it's like, oh, well, that's a thing that people do when they're in Denver. It's a lot harder for people to do that in Cincinnati. You can still pull it off, but you're losing a full day coming back with the time zones and everything. But for people from Denver, they can kind of just jaunt out there. So I know there are a lot of people that do that. I had actually, funny, a friend of mine was a Mormon missionary. He went to Vegas as a Mormon missionary, and he started talking to a woman who was soliciting for adult services and came to find out that she was a former member of the church. And they had a long talk about spiritual dogma, Mormon spiritual dogma on the strip in Vegas. And he said it was the most surreal experience of his life. So I guess it does provide for those chance encounters, which is not nothing.
Just to clarify, Nevada is third. It's actually ahead of New York. So is Texas. New York's fifth. California and Florida are 1-2 in terms of most visited states.
And they just don't get any grist out of that. Like, why shouldn't it be a better state? Shouldn't their education be better? Shouldn't there be better infrastructure, municipal things? Like, shouldn't that be a state?
Yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of political corruption.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true in a lot of states. All right, let's move on up. Number 44, we have South Carolina. And here, Akiva's lowest. I'm actually highest. I have South Carolina all the way at number 27. So, you know, I don't really know why I did that. Again, you sort of start to run out of good states, and I think I just thought, well, South Carolina, it's supposed to be beautiful, and it's supposed to have...
Charleston is very hot.
Yeah, the positive aspects of sort of Southern culture and Southern life were supposed to be... It's supposed to be quaint there. So I've never been to South Carolina. I don't know. I had a 27. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I have it at 34, which is not that much lower than where you've got it, and it's in that group where you can kind of almost pick them in some ways. I have been to South Carolina extensively. That's where, if you grew up like me, like lower middle class in Cincinnati, like that's where you vacation instead of Florida. You get down to like Myrtle Beach, which is a really kind of dirty, neon, glitzy kind of place. But then you also have your Charlestons, your Hilton Heads. Very popular vacation destination for people in the Cincinnati area. So I've been there a ton. And you're right. Like the genteel Southern charm is definitely there in abundance in South Carolina. But so is the racism. So is the classism, like, so are the other things that are ugly about the South. A lot of gated communities in South Carolina. It's not the most homogenous, or it's very disparate. A lot of haves and have nots in South Carolina, and a lot of negativity generated from that. So that's why I didn't have it higher. But otherwise, it's a very beautiful state.
Yeah, for me, bottom three education, no pro sports, little brother to North Carolina, which isn't even that great. It's an easy bottom 10 state for me.
All right, next on our list, we have another state that, like Mississippi, is higher than it probably should be, and it actually, like Mississippi, it benefited from a very good ranking in the Estately rankings, because, not a lot of Goop searchers there. That's Alabama at number 43.
Other than
college football, what do they have going for them, Antonio?
I just say barbecue. Like, that's the only other reason that I've been to Alabama. I guess they have the Southern Poverty Law Center in Alabama, too, which is a huge deal. That's a huge deal. You know, that's a huge deal.
That's like an island.
Yeah, that is very much an oasis, yes. But it is there, and they have a commitment to that. I know that they have more of a commitment at their law school in many respects to clinical learning than a lot of law schools do in the country. And if you're a fan of that, then maybe you could say, like, hey, Alabama actually making some progress here. But generally speaking, there's not a lot to hang your hat on with Alabama. Chester, I'm more curious with you. You went there from a standpoint of seeing the civil rights sites and doing things like that. Does that make it rise any higher on your list, knowing that there are a lot of that there's that positive history there with Alabama?
But is the Edmund Pettus Bridge that's sort of like,
that's a good question.
Poland to go to March of the Living.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Which we Poland up in terms of our tourism rankings because we go to concentration camps? Like, I don't really know.
I guess with Alabama, I see it more as a people's movement and as people taking back and pushing back against forces that were controlling them. So I see the power in it. But I can agree with you that there's a lot of the flip side of that is darkness, and that's not great.
Okay, but why did you have it all up at number 34?
I mean, I do think it has a really cool collegiate culture. They essentially have a pro sports team and like a really good one. So, I put a lot more value in sports in my rankings than I guess any of the other rankings. But to me, it's better than Mississippi. I feel like, it's better than some of its surroundings. So it's not like I have it in my top 20.
I mean, the college culture, if you will. I mean, what you're talking about, those oak trees in Auburn getting poisoned? Like, is that really a positive?
All right, that's one dude or two dudes, though. I feel like if you like, I would have liked going to like Auburn. I feel like you have all these. I don't know. It would. I don't know how.
It's really. It's a really fun experience to go to a couple college football games in the South. If you're a sports fan, and you haven't done that. It's a very fun experience, but it's not something that I personally hang my hat on as like shooting it up the ranks. It's just another factor.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's number next? 42 on our list, a big state, a shitty state, the show me state, Missouri, or Missouri, as they say. We're all pretty much in the same boat here. Akiva's actually slightly lowest at 38. I had it at 29. Antonio had it at 31. Antonio, what are your thoughts on Missouri?
I go there a lot. Borders Kentucky. I like St. Louis a good deal. In terms of the city, it's very similar to Cincinnati.
Best fans
I'm
in baseball.
Familiar with it. Best fans in baseball.
It has a lot of ups and downs, Missouri, right? Like, there's some good parts and there's some parts that are disastrous.
Yeah, I mean, the movie Winner's Bone accurately captures that whole boot heel thing. Branson, there are a lot of things that not working necessarily in Missouri's favor. Kansas City is part in Missouri, part in Kansas, obviously, and so that aspect of it is great. But if you drive from St. Louis to Kansas City, you go basically around Columbia, where UM is, but it is a wasteland between those two big cities heading east-west. So not a lot to hang its hat on, and the things that it has are not great.
Yeah, there's a guy on Twitter who I follow who lives in Missouri who I assume lives in a bigger city, but he, you know, you travel 15, 20 minutes out of his house and he'll post pictures sometimes like, you know, hashtag Missouri life. I don't, that's not really what he posts, but like, the, you know, and it's like really eye opening and shocking. It, you know, there's a lot, it's a lot of Confederate flags, but it's also a lot of like, just like very weirdness.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Kentucky and have worked in politics in Kentucky, driven all over the state extensively, and I can tell you I see a lot more overt signs of racism in Missouri than I do in Kentucky. So it's not, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's the Ozarks or what it is, if it's that Branson boot heel area, but there's a lot of negative energy in that state in different parts of it. And it manifests all the way, like the area surrounding St. Louis are really, really bad, obviously. And, you know, it's not been in the news. It's never positive when your city's been in the news for active race riots in the last 5 years.
Right. All right, what's
so,
next?
Not a great
Chester.
Mark for Missouri.
All right, next on our list, we have a state, another state that really benefited from Stately, who had it number 7 overall, because Akiva and I both had it bottom 4, and that's Virginia's little brother, West Virginia. Antonio, you have it up at 32, so why do you relatively love West Virginia?
Yeah, I, again, spent a lot of time there, and I feel like it gets a bad rap. I feel like that is a state, and I had a few on this list where I dropped them down significantly. When I feel like the state itself has essentially declared war on its citizens, I feel like that has extensively happened in West Virginia, and I can't necessarily blame West Virginians who have grown up uneducated because their state has refused to take any kind of care in educating them. They've grown up with a lack of culture because no one in the state has put that forward. I don't blame the people in West Virginia for West Virginia, and I otherwise find it to be an absolutely incredibly gorgeous state. So I think it's because I've spent the time there that I had a little higher on the list.
Yeah, it's such a weirdly shaped state also. Like, you have that top part, which Ohio and Pennsylvania look like they could squeeze off. And then, frankly, the whole eastern hand, or I don't know what you'd call it, but Virginia and Maryland could sort of cut that one off also. So West Virginia is really at the mercy of its neighbors.
Yeah, if you drive from Cincinnati to New York, which I do sometimes, you are in West Virginia for about 15 minutes, and then you end up between Ohio and Pennsylvania. It is so weird that it's shaped like an oil can or something. It's literally shaped like the product of its labor. It's fascinating.
It's the least visited state in the United States.
Well, I almost visited it by mistake, because when I was driving once in college from D.C. to Philly, I was going the wrong way on the highway. And this is like, you know, pre-GPS, obviously. But all of a sudden we saw a sign that said West Virginia, like 10 miles away. And we're like, oh, shit, we're going the wrong way.
This is not right. Yeah. The real downside to West Virginia is there really are huge portions of the state where there are not even cell towers and cell service just doesn't work. And I got to say, in 2017, that makes you feel truly lost, like you are doomed and like you are literally 2 minutes away from disappearing, never to be heard from again.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's an underrated thing now, right? But the parts of the United States, I know there's definitely parts like this in Canada. If you can't get good internet access, I feel like you need to move if you can move at this point. You know what I mean? It's like, it cripples your way of life so much, especially if you're like a podcast.
But I would bet that West Virginia has one of the lowest mobility rates in the country.
Well, it's what Akiva said. If you can move, a lot of the people there just can't. And it is
Randy Moss and White Chocolate got out, but.
Yeah, they did. And I've been like, it's really, I don't live that far from West Virginia, actually. It's about 2 hour drive for me. I don't mean to look down on it as much as I probably even do, just because I see the sins of its people separate from the sins of the state. And I don't really hold it against the people who live there, that they live there and that they're miserable. I mean, they've had water crises in West Virginia for decades. And just because there aren't people there, it doesn't even get talked about at all. It's just a tough state for sure. It's a really, really tough state. Not shocked that the real estate rankings had it so high because, it's a buyer's market in West Virginia.
Yep. All right, so let's get to number 40, and this is another state that's ranked way higher than it should be. That's Arkansas. Arkansas is, you know, a little better than Mississippi or Alabama, yet somehow weaseled its way out of the bottom 10. And Antonio, once again, you're the highest on it, at least among us. You have it at 36.
Yeah, again, just having been there and knowing that it was a state that it's not a fully like just far gone state, but it's not that far from it. And like I said, my general rankings are, man, there aren't really that many good states, period. And so I started to get into a pick 'em once I got outside what were clearly the bottom 10 for me. So here we are.
Yeah, to me, Arkansas, there's really, again, no professional sports. There's no Education's weak. No one visits. Like, there's really nothing in its favor.
There's a town called Hope.
It is, yeah, there is, it is truly like one of the most nondescript states in the country.
I was going to say the Clinton Presidential Library may be the number one tourist attraction in Arkansas.
All right, so let's stop talking about this boring state. Let's get to number 39, New Mexico. This is a state Antonio loves. He has it at number 13. Akiva and I hate New Mexico. So again, Antonio, tell us, other than Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, why do you love New Mexico?
I've known a lot of people from New Mexico. There's just so I think I've been maybe a little bit brainwashed in terms of the culture, but the art and the spirituality and the things that are a focus of a large parts of the population in New Mexico, I think are more unique in terms of that. There is the Native American culture there as well that is very tapped in. It's a state that, like Texas and like Arizona, has issues, of course, with the border and with immigrants, but unlike those two states, hasn't fully declared war on them in the way those other two states have. It's a state that can produce a guy like Bill Richardson and can have a positive political impact that is not purely like one shade of color. So I think that it's positive in that respect. And I guess I have very positive views.
Wait, producing
of their
Bill
culture.
Richardson's good, or like the idea of a Bill Richardson is good?
The idea of a Bill Richardson, fine. And as compared to other states, right, not okay. Hanging my hat on Bill Richardson.
Honestly, in my head, Bill Richardson and Oliver Platt are kind of the same person at this point.
Which is a good thing. Like, I like Oliver Platt, so that works out just fine for me. But yeah, I think I have a very positive view of them culturally, and I think that that really sets them apart. And again, I feel like as a state, they are less likely than many states with a similar makeup to really just be so hostile to the people who live there. So I guess I'm pro New Mexico.
But New Mexico also has a great flag.
As outsiders, there's really no reason to go there unless you're like a huge Breaking Bad fan who wants to see, you know, the Breaking Bad stuff. Like, there's no reason to visit, and it's second to last in education also, so there's no reason to stay.
Yeah, I guess the Spanish colonial kind of feel and all of everything that New Mexico maybe has more than any other state is not a hook for everyone, but I know people that go there, and there are a lot of spiritual retreats that go there for whatever reason.
I do think if I was, like, running away, and I feel like a lot of people in the Witness Protection Program go to New Mexico. I feel like it's a great state for something like that.
I guess that should make it go higher on the list.
Yeah, it should go higher. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for witness protection, higher on the list. Yeah.
Can we just quickly, we're not doing our state flag ranking podcast for another couple of weeks, but do you guys either have any state flags you particularly love?
By the way, don't make jokes like that, because anytime I make an obviously fake joke, like when I say the podcast is going to be private from now on, we get emails saying, what's the password to the podcast?
Who said I'm joking? Why can't we do a state flag ranking podcast?
But I'm just saying, there's always at least one person who will take you literally, no matter what you say.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so half the states have, like, just blue flag with their logo in the middle, their symbol, which is, you know, those are all tied for dead last, because those are
That's what
flags.
Kentucky is, yeah.
Minnesota has one of those also. New York has one of those, I think.
By the way, I said, Antonio, I said I liked a Bulgarian survivor as a joke when we were, like, it just came up somehow on the last Survivor podcast I did. And I thought it was clearly joking, but people were like, hey, what's the link to watch Bulgarian Survivor? I hear it's really good.
I get myself in trouble with that as well, Akiva, so I know.
But
exactly
I think it's my fault. I do think sarcasm, like, you think when you're being sarcastic, it translates well, and to not everyone does it translate well, I guess.
Sometimes it goes over their heads. Yeah. Chester, what about the Maryland flag? That's the one that I can never get past. How ridiculous the Maryland flag is. It's also cool. Yeah, it's also cool,
it's like
but
Catholic,
it is ridiculous.
It looks like a race car also. Yeah, I think it's a cool flag.
Yeah, that is there's a podcast called 99% Invisible, I think, that talks about design elements, and they had a really interesting episode about how flags are made and the choices that states and cities make when they're making their flags and everything like that. And they did a deep dive, I think, on the Washington state flag.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I like the and it's the only green one. I like the Washington state flag.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There are some good ones. The Maryland one is just fascinating to me. Like, that's the one that if you look at, like, a map of the state flags, it jumps right off that map.
Yeah, that's...
I love Ohio
because
of the shape.
Blood on it also.
Ohio's got, like, the pennant on it. That's good.
Yeah, I see that one, obviously, all the time. And that one is... that's a fun one for sure. I'm trying to...
How about this? Are there more Texas state flags in existence than all 49 other states combined? I say yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably
accurate. People, you go to summer camp, Chester, with a guy from Texas. He's bringing his Texas state flag. I'm from New York. I still don't know what a New York state flag looks like, really.
Well, because again, you couldn't tell a New York or Minnesota or Kentucky flag. From,
yeah, but
you know,
even
50 feet away.
Like, what's the second most famous? Like the South Carolina one. Like, there's not really.
Yeah, South Carolina people really do use that.
They
the,
use that
the
one.
Palmetto.
California,
the
it's so different
looking. I think
California
is pretty famous,
but it's not
with
that cool.
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maryland's pretty iconic.
But also, California is a little bit. Nobody has like California State Pride. You have like L.A. Pride or like Bay Area Pride or San Diego
yeah,
Pride.
Yeah, NoCal versus SoCal.
Yeah,
so,
nobody has
Mike,
State
Mike,
Pride.
Mike Pesca, who hosts the Slate Gist, one of my favorite podcasts, he's a big vexillologist, which is the term.
That's what it's called.
Study of flags. Yeah. So he does a lot of discussions of flags every once in a while. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of that conversation. All right, let's keep on going. Number 38 on our list is Kansas. And I actually see I'm highest on Kansas among us. I have it at 28. You know, I'm not sure why. I guess it has good college basketball. It has, you know, Kansas City, although, you know, it's largely in Missouri. But
yeah, well, that's the big knock, that, like, it's cucked by its own city, right? Yeah. That, like, Kansas,
that's a valid point.
Is in Missouri, but you know what I mean? Like, that's it's like New Jersey. They're the New Jersey of the Midwest. That's ridiculous.
And they, when you're in Kansas City, Kansas, they call it KCK. They don't even refer to it as Kansas City. They call it KCK. Yeah. That's what they call it. Sad.
It probably gets a lot of points for Antonio for the barbecue, right? But that doesn't help us as people who eat kosher. There's probably not a single like kosher barbecue restaurant in Kansas.
No, and even with the great barbecue that I've had in Kansas City, it's 47 on my list just because you talk about
Kansas.
Yes, well, I hate Brownback.
Well, okay, but so subtract the last 6 years, which has been universally derided as a failure. You know, no matter how partisan you are, and would you still have Kansas this low?
No,
if you were making
no.
this ranking in 2008.
No, definitely not. I mean, Thomas Frank still wrote "What's the Matter with Kansas?" Before that, I think that was in like 2002 or 2003.
Yeah.
So the stirrings of the movements that produced Brownbackistan were already well in play before that, but. It is definitely completely reflective of that. I mean, it's just you're talking about like unprecedented stuff going on there with the party voting against the governor and things like that. Like it is truly outrageous what's happened in Kansas. So that and I've been there. I worked for a company that was headquartered in Overland Park in Kansas, and
I've been there.
That's where our people live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time there. That's fine. You know, it's an industrial, like built out suburban area, which is fine. But the rest of Kansas, you talk about a wasteland. It's on par with Oklahoma. The Koch brothers built the arena for Wichita State. Like it is not a good state.
So you know, I feel like it's one of these, like if you live there, you actually like Kansas. But again, there's no reason to visit and nobody actually does visit.
Yeah, Lawrence is a great reason to visit. I think Chester hit the nail on the head with KU and the basketball there being so awesome.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah.
All right. 36 and 37, very different states, but I'm going to combine them the way that they were once combined by some provincial New York stand-up comedian I heard in college. He referred to it as Ohio. We have Idaho at 37. We have Ohio at 36. These are two states where the three of us, our rankings were all
by
over
the way,
the map.
They're like two states with the least in common. I have no idea why. They were
exactly.
Well, like,
okay,
one is
so
big, one is small.
Yeah. Idaho, I rank it at 22, mostly because of the physical beauty and the potatoes. Antonio ranks it at 35. Kiva hates Idaho. You have it at 46.
To
so
me, it's a nothing. It's not
bias.
A negative. To me, Idaho is the biggest nothing state.
But there's so many negative states. So why do you
have
it? Yeah,
I know.
Five?
But like at least like, you know, bring something to the table, even if it's bad. Don't bring nothing. Idaho's bringing nothing. I've never met a person from Idaho. I feel like I've met a person from all 49 other states, but not from Idaho.
But you just said on Seinfeld last week how much you love potatoes.
I like potatoes, but you know what? I'll get my potatoes elsewhere. I'll get them from Ireland or something.
If you're boycotting Idaho potatoes, the price of potatoes is going to skyrocket. It's going to really affect your lifestyle.
Something tells me any potatoes you eat, Kiev, are not coming from Idaho. They're
you know
coming
what?
From
it's,
Ireland.
It's also, like, the sports scene in Idaho is as bad as any other state in the country, right? What are they, the Idaho Vandals?
Yeah, the Vandals, yeah. No, you're right. It is not. It's
well,
not.
Well, no, they have Boise,
Boise
State,
Boise
right?
State.
Yeah, so I take
Boise
it back.
State.
They do have Boise State.
And a blue turfed field.
Yeah,
right,
so, okay, I would actually go to a Boise State game, but still.
When I did my state sports rankings, I don't think I had Idaho dead last.
No, with Boise State, they wouldn't be dead last. I mean, Alaska, how could Alaska not be dead last?
I went to law school with a guy who went to Idaho State, and I was shocked to learn of the like blood feud between Idaho State and
oh,
Boise
I hope
State.
You teased
like,
him that he probably couldn't shocked. Get into Idaho proper, and he had to go to Idaho State.
No. Well, yeah, of course I did. But no, I don't know. I had Idaho pretty low on the list, and it's for that reason. I just associate anything really positive.
I don't think Idaho State's a D1 school, so no one's ever heard of it.
You guys are making me retroactively regret my ranking of 22 for Idaho. I don't know what I was thinking. All right, let's get to Ohio. Ohio, another massive disparity in our rankings.
This is crazy. Ohio, this is crazy to have Ohio here.
Okay, so Ohio is generally considered the Florida of the North. You know, people often play the game, is it Florida or Ohio? They're both such garbage states with so many weirdos living in them. Also, obviously, I have a bias towards Michigan, so I hate Ohio for that reason. I have it at 40. Akiva, you have it at 4.
Yeah, it's a great, and I want to know Antonio.
Hold on, because Thrillist has it at 48.
Antonio's rating actually matters because he, like, essentially lives there. So where did you rank Ohio, Antonio?
17. I have it at 17, and I feel like
it's a garbage state, Chester.
I feel like it's closer to Chester than Akiva.
No, but
even though my number is closer to you, than
the three worst states according to our pop culture are Florida, Arizona, and Ohio, which is like Thrillist had those at 48, 49, 50. So Akiva, I need you to defend number 4 because number 4 is a massively high ranking.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, here's how I defend it. I've been there. I had a good time there. Everyone was nice. It has three different cities. It has three different cities that have multiple, professional sports franchises. Nobody else can say that other than California and Florida. And I guess in Florida. Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. You got the Football Hall of Fame. It's a good place. You got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ohio, you got Menor, Ohio. No, I don't know much about Menor, Ohio. But I used to work with a girl, and she called it Menor, and it's M-E-N-T-O-R. I don't know. I feel like they got Ohio State, which is like really good at both sports. I don't know why you're hating on Ohio. You got LeBron there.
LeBron ran away from Ohio.
This is a hot button question, but it's not often I get to podcast with two guys who wear yarmulkes. Cincinnati brags that it's the birthplace of the rabbinical seminary or whatever that founded
Reform Judaism. Yes.
Reform Judaism. That's what I was asking. So is that a point in its favor or not?
I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Well, I'm just telling you locally, for Cincinnati, that's talked about. Like, people within the city.
Sure,
like,
I'm sure it was a big deal in, like, 1750 when they started it also.
I think it was, like, it was very progressive.
It was very progressive. Right. Reform Judaism is actually not that old. It was very progressive of them then. It's only 12th in states to visit, which, considering how big it is, isn't great, but it's not a disaster. Educationally, I think it's middle of the pack.
U.S. News has it at 35, which is very low, especially among big states.
I have different rankings here. And also I have rankings broken down by pre-K, which really matters, versus higher education, which just means state schools, which doesn't, like, I mean, like, Massachusetts isn't one. Okay, fine. But, like, you know, if you throw
in... All right, Akiva, you have not made a solid argument for why you have it number 4 overall.
All right, maybe I'm too high in Ohio. I just thought, like, this is a good state. I have nothing bad to say about Ohio. I mean...
All right, so then you rank it 20th, not 4th.
No, I like Ohio. I'm pro Ohio. I think I don't hate Cleveland. I don't hate Columbus. I feel like Columbus is a happening city that's like moving up in the in the power rings. And I got no problem with Cincinnati. People say it's annoying to get to Cincinnati from New York. That's the knock I heard.
Interesting.
Like, for a big city. I've had.
What's
like,
the hub? What's the hub like airline for Cincinnati?
Well, it was Delta, but Delta pulled out about 15 years ago, right after 9/11. So it collapsed, and it is regularly voted the number one airport in the U.S. Mm. But that's because it was built for so much, and as a result, it's got massive security lines, and no one ever in them. It has incredible amenities at the gates with no one lining up to fly. Like, it is built for Procter & Gamble's headquartered in Cincinnati, so there's a lot of international travel associated with that. Obviously, it is a major draw in that regard, and so the airport itself has always been in and out, but it's probably very problematic right now without Delta, for sure, because Delta had such a lockdown in this area that we just got Southwest in Cincinnati last week. It was the first ever flights of Southwest in Cincinnati, so that is a work in progress for sure. For me, I guess I don't see it as a top 5 state. I know too many people from Ohio, and I know what pieces of garbage some of them are to rank it as a top 5.
In Ohio, nor does everybody live in Kentucky.
My dad was born in Ohio. Okay. My uncles live in Ohio. Like my mom's relatives, a lot of them live in Ohio. Like, I have a lot of people in Ohio. Like,
if somebody asks you and you don't want to continue the conversation past this, where do you live? Do you say Cincinnati or do you say Kentucky?
If I'm in the U.S., I say Kentucky. If I'm out of the country, I might say Cincinnati. Just
why? Because they
well-known.
Think you're afraid they're going to think you're like a hick, or because you want them to have heard of it?
Yeah, that. And to know, like, approximately where it might be and all of that. Like, I've said Kentucky in Europe, and they're like, oh, like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I'm
yeah.
Yes,
the
like
truth
Kentucky
is Kentucky's
Fried
more
Chicken.
Famous than Cincinnati because of KFC,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because of KFC and the Kentucky Derby. But, like, yeah.
Kentucky Derby, Cincinnati's more famous, like, if you're a football fan. That's other than that, yeah. Cincinnati's not.
I don't know. Every time I mention Cincinnati in Europe, they're like, oh, that's where the Reformed Judaism was founded in 1871, wasn't it?
So. Nice. I'm telling you, Cincinnati brags about this, and I've never known if it's like, oh, that's a feather in our cap, or if we like founded something that is derided widely around the world.
I guess it's better than not founding it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, as a result, like there's just a lot of unusual stuff in Cincinnati that Cincinnati brags about. It's the birthplace of professional baseball. It's a beautiful city, but the rest of Ohio is cornfields, except for when you get to Cleveland, you've got the Great Lakes and things like that. So geographically, Ohio is not a gorgeous state by any stretch. It doesn't have really the Appalachian appeal of some of these other states to the east and south of it. It's not the best state, but I think that's 17. I feel good about that.
All right. Let's get to number 35 on our list. 35 for a very blah suburban state, although it is wealthy, but it's in sort of a very waspy, again, very vanilla, uninteresting way. And that's Connecticut. I have Connecticut at 36. Antonio has it at 39. Akiva, relatively high in Connecticut. He has it at number 19. So
I should
Akiva,
have it at
why?
One, honestly.
One?
Well, I'm a UConn fan. UConn? Yeah, I mean, like, that's first of all, they have the UConn women, the best sports team in the United States in any sport, no question. Haven't lost two games in a row in 25 years. That's pretty ridiculous. To me, it's all about UConn. I will say the Connecticut, the reason I really put it at 19, and I was going to put it much higher, is it's the biggest underachieving state in the union because it should be a top five state. It has big cities with people with a lot of money, and like it just never was able to build off that and become a destination for, you know, like upper middle class people. Like,
But it is. But that's all it is. It's a place
not
where heads
really.
Of managers
it's,
live.
It's not even upper middle class.
You know,
class.
With
it's
kids
like
named Chip
upper,
and
it's like upper class, and then there's like actually a lot of like you know like there's almost no middle class. It's like lower class cities. You know, it's
you're
like,
your recent SNL host musical guest here on 32 Fans, Mike Bloom is from Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut. Yeah, I'm guessing yes. He's not from like Brid. You know, from like the he's probably from like Stamford or something.
I don't know.
In Sonia. I don't know. Some fancy place. I'm just guessing. I have no idea where
it is. All right. Anyways, Connecticut has nothing going for it. It's boring. But
that's my point. It is boring, and it shouldn't be boring. I feel like they're so close to New York. You know, we went to school.
But that's why it's so boring. It's like the most, again, it's just so.
When you go to school in New York, there are kids who like commuted from Connecticut every day. Like, it's close enough that it should take more advantage of the fact that it's driving distance from Manhattan, and it doesn't.
But that's all it is. It's just suburbs. It's boring.
Man. Well, I'm from a suburb of New York City that's not boring. That would be number one if it was a state.
Yeah. Well. All right. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move to number 34. Mm. Big disparity here. State of Georgia. Yeah. Akiva loves Georgia. He has it at 11. I'm pretty high. I have it at 18. But Antonio has Georgia down at 44. So Antonio, why do you hate Georgia?
South Georgia is a wasteland. South Georgia could be the Middle East. In terms of just like their. Are parts of it where you're like, where am I? Like, am I in America?
Okay, but Atlanta is like the New York of the South.
Yeah. Atlanta is the New York of the South. But the other thing is like, I like Atlanta. We go there. I mean,
should we blame
Cincinnati,
North Florida for South Georgia, though?
It's all the same.
Yeah. Maybe. But South Georgia is like several hours. It's like once you and Savannah is a gorgeous city, too.
Yeah, Savannah and Charleston are really like the two hottest cities now.
Yeah, and they're not far apart. It's like a 40-minute drive between the two. And Savannah's not you know, it's down tucked in the corner. But Atlanta does not save Georgia for me. I think Georgia is a pretty terrible state. I went down and saw this laser show that they project on the side of Stone Mountain. Mm. And the highlight of said laser show was near the end when a Confederate soldier doffed his cap and saluted the crowd. And the crowd all cheered like it was the best thing they'd ever seen. And I thought, wow, okay, yeah, I am in Georgia. And Stone Mountain, by the way, is North Georgia and not far from Atlanta. You're talking about a bedroom community of Atlanta in Stone Mountain. And yet that's the behavior. So as much as Atlanta is like this, you know, this beacon or this great city for many people who flock there from other southern cities, it is smack dab in the middle of a state that's not great. But I suspect the sports of Georgia had a major impact on your ranking as well.
Well, but they're terrible.
And
fans.
Also, Atlanta is really it's a bad
they
sports
are terrible
town.
Fans.
I mean, you know,
a
I
new
guess
baseball stadium.
Even Georgia Tech is one of the biggest underachievers of the last 20 years. Although, I mean, it's a good school, but it's, you know, in terms of sports, to me. Atlanta, first of all, like culturally, it's certainly the center of the South. The amount of rappers they've produced recently is probably like the problem with Atlanta, and I haven't spent a lot of time there. People say is that it's like the worst built city, that it could take like
it's
2
terrible.
Hours to. That's really their big problem, I think. That like it's just hard to get around.
Tom Wolfe wrote that whole book called A Man in Full, which is in part like a summary of how Atlanta was built. And it really is like 6 or 7 separate downtown areas that have all sprung up. You cannot, it's in Atlanta, the people that I know, they live, work, and play in the same neighborhoods because you can't live on one side of Atlanta and like and celebrate on the other side of Atlanta at night. It's just impossible to get around. The traffic is miserable. The MARTA is okay. Like it's better than other states, mass transit, but it's not great. And it's just, it is a difficult city logistically, for sure.
Yeah, you read stories about people who have like 2-hour commutes each way and stuff like that.
Nightmare. Nightmare.
What's next,
Antonio,
Chester?
To quote the former senator from Georgia, Zell Miller, I ought to challenge you to a duel for the way you have defamed that state. But anyways, we'll move on up. Number 33, this is a state with rankings all over the map. U.S. News ranks this dead last, the worst state in America from sort of objective scientific perspective. Thrillist loves this state. They have it number 5, I assume, exclusively because of one city and the culture and food of that city. Speaking, of course, of Louisiana, we also have rankings all over. I have it at 35. Antonio has it at 43. And Akiba, you have it all the way up at 24. So, Akiba, why do you have Louisiana so high at 24?
I mean, again, I guess it depends on how much you factor in the Louisiana thing. It's similar to Nevada, right? How much credit, if you like Vegas, how much credit are you going to give the whole state for their one city? And I guess even Atlanta with Georgia. I mean, it does have Savannah and Macon, I guess. I don't know. But, like, they're, right? Some of these middle-sized states are one major city dependent. And the ones that don't have the major city, there's the ones we already talked about because they stay.
Yeah, but there's like, okay, so there's the Louisiana of New Orleans, and then there's Louisiana of like Angola Prison.
Sure. No, Louisiana has as many problems as probably like the 50th ranked state or, you know, that's Florida. So the 49th ranked state. But I think like, would we go visit? Yeah, of course, we'd go visit New Orleans in a second and we'd have a great time. The fact that it's, you know, that it's surrounded maybe by cities that we, you know, wouldn't be super interested in, fine. But what's like the second major city in Louisiana?
Probably Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, Baton Rouge.
That's basically New Orleans.
Yeah, you have LSU. Yeah. You have, it's not a great pro sports town, right? You just have the basketball team that has one player but doesn't really have a fan base yet. And you have obviously.
Well, hold on. So to me, the best thing about Louisiana is per capita, Louisiana has produced far and away the best basketball talent. Can I just read you a bunch of guys who were born in the state of Louisiana?
I don't know how that's going to really help us like want to visit there or something, but yeah.
Bill Russell. Okay. Willis Reed, Bob Pettit, Robert Parrish, Carl Malone, Elvin Hayes, Clyde Drexler, Joe Dumars. And again, those are all Hall of Famers from one tiny state with a population of, what, like 3 or 4 million. So the only states with more basketball talent are born there are New York and California, arguably. And those are states, obviously, with dramatically larger populations.
So but Louisiana, Nevada is the third most visited state, and New Orleans or Louisiana is 29th. So New Orleans, I guess, not as much of a draw as we would think.
It's a bit of a surprise. I would much rather spend time in New Orleans. I've only been there once, but you cannot spend more than 4 to 8 hours in Vegas. You know, you really run out of time. Whereas when I visited New Orleans, I felt like I could have been there longer.
Yeah. It's a tough state to rate. What's next?
All right. Next is a state that I'm probably the only one of us who has been to. I've been there multiple times, actually. North Dakota, number 32.
Is that true, Antonio? Have you not been there?
I have not been to North Dakota.
All right. Even though I'm the one who has been there, I have it ranked lowest. I have it down at 41. You guys are much higher. You have it
at
31.
Well, maybe because you were there.
Yeah, perhaps as a result of you being there, right?
U.S. News loves North Dakota. They have it all up at number 4, actually. It's doing pretty well right now. It's pretty wealthy, I think, with oil and stuff. But North Dakota is South Dakota's ugly brother. There's nothing to do there. Ask Chuck Klosterman. Ask anybody who spent time there. There's really nothing. There's no culture there. There's, you know, South Dakota has a lot going on. North Dakota, you know, there's no reason it should be a state. It should merge back in with South Dakota, except that South Dakota doesn't want it. So North Dakota sucks.
What would it be called? Like Super Dakota? That would actually be a cool state.
Just call it Dakota. All right.
Dakota
so
Supreme.
All. Yeah, we're skipping Dakota. We're moving on up to number 31, Tennessee. A bit surprising to me how low Tennessee is because, you know, Tennessee's got all, you know, has got like 4 major cities in sort of opposite corners of the state. It's got a lot of interesting culture. I mean, it's got music, it's got history, it's got good sports, both college and pro. I was highest on it at 20. You guys are a bit lower. Kiva, you're 30. And Antonio, you probably have the most Tennessee experience. You have it at 27. So to you, it's a very middle-of-the-road state.
Yeah, it's middle-of-the-road. That's another state that because of issues with income tax, there are issues across the board with state programs and their ability to deliver. They just have a higher sales tax ultimately, and so that's what they base their state on. And that causes a lot of issues, I think, for people that live there. And it, they're subtle, they're small, but they're prevalent, and they radiate throughout. I have a lot of relatives and friends who live there. I've gone to Nashville a bunch. I've gone to basically all the big cities in Tennessee.
Are you a Nashville guy or a Memphis guy?
Probably more of a Nashville guy. I've been to Memphis a few times, but I like
so Nashville's country and Memphis is blues, right?
Yeah, and I would prefer the
blues
Chattanooga?
Music.
It's Trains and Lookout Mountain. Yeah, it's not great, but yeah, Chattanooga's okay. Like the Tennessee's fine. I had 27, which, like I said, there's a lot of states where I'm just like, okay, this is pretty much a pick 'em, but. Tennessee also a lot of racism.
I always liked University of Tennessee. I feel like I love the colors. I would like going there. There's some pretty ladies. I do think the to me it's like Nashville and Memphis. If I had to go there, I would be thrilled, but I would also never go there on my own. Like they're great cities to visit, but they would never be at the top of my list.
Memphis has some of the same civil rights stuff, obviously, that Alabama does. There's a, unfortunately, with the hotel and everything with Martin Luther King Jr., there's a darker side of that. But Memphis has Graceland. Memphis has a lot of great opportunities for music. But so does Nashville.
I'm
Knoxville,
anti-Elvis,
I think, is
the
hidden gem.
I don't, so Graceland doesn't do anything for me.
That's no good.
Knoxville's I don't have any opinion.
Knoxville's the hidden gem. You really would like UT. You would like just the stadium there.
It
it's
seems
right
like
the
a
river,
friendly like, state, Tennessee, also. It seems like a very friendly southern state.
Yeah, they had the 1984, I think, World's Fair, 82 World's Fair in Knoxville, and it still is like part of their culture there, which is very weird.
It's like
but
Queens.
That's about all they've got. Yeah, it's an interesting state, Tennessee.
Mm. All right, let's break into the top 30. And here's another state that I might guess that I'm the only one who's been to it, and I am also, yet again, the one who's ranked it lowest by far. Except Stately hates the state. They have it third worst, mostly because it's overflowing with Arby's and Nickelback concerts, apparently.
And
this is the boring and completely ignorable state of Nebraska at number 30. I have it at 38. Antonio is at 22. And Akiva, you love it. You have it at 12. So
yeah,
why do you love Nebraska?
I mean, it's just fine. To me, it's not objectionable at all. And
12 means more than not objectionable. 12 means you affirmatively love.
I don't know. I always I like the Counting Crows song. Omaha, somewhere in middle America. I mean, you don't need strong reasons between like 12 and 35 here. But I don't know.
Fair.
I would like to be in Nebraska. I would hang out in Nebraska. I'd have a good time.
Have either one of you been in Nebraska?
I've not been, no.
Yeah. So, again, much like North Dakota, I've been there, and you can take my word for it. Move it down your rankings. All right. Next on our list at number 29... is one of the more unique states of the union, I would think, and that is Utah. And Akiva and I, middle of the road on Utah, we have it at 23 and 26 respectively, but Antonio is anti-Utah. He's it down to 38. So, Antonio, why do you hate Utah?
I think Utah has a lot of appeal, but also Utah has a lot of negativity. I have my best friend in law school was a Mormon. I have a lot of Mormon friends that were from Utah. They talk about the bubble that forms around Salt Lake City, and it's more pervasive and I think more difficult in terms of the problems it causes the individuals that live in it than the bubbles we talk about with elections or politics. This is a bubble that completely impacts every aspect of people's lives, and Salt Lake is maybe what other cities are there in Utah? There's Provo, and I just it's just not a state that I think has a lot to offer. There's a lot of natural beauty in Utah.
Yeah, a lot of good
sure.
skiing in Utah.
A lot of good skiing.
If you're
a lot
skier,
of good water
Utah
skiing.
Has to be high up on the list.
I'm gonna stereotype here, but it's a positive stereotype, so I think it's okay. Have either one of you ever met an unfriendly Mormon?
No.
It doesn't exist.
I love the Latter-day Saints. I really do, and. So that's fine, but the problem is, I think in Utah there is a lot of when the bubble forms, it's very there.
So is that
a lot
for the
just,
people in it, or you're saying is it bad to be an outsider?
Both, it's for the people in it, and it's bad to be an outsider. They're just
not a ton of Jews in Utah, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's not a ton of anything other than Mormons
right.
in Utah, and that I think it's fine because the Mormon people generally are decent people, but it's not good in terms of just the cultural appeal. Of course, Mormons are pulling people from all over the world and bringing them into Salt Lake City, so there is that, but it just doesn't have a broad spectrum of viewpoint. And it's a lot of people who are likely to believe the same things in terms of their religion. And I think that produces a lot of the same results from the people from the state. And that's for good and bad.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If Evan McMullen had managed to pull off and win the state of Utah last year, I think it would have boosted about 10 spots higher in my rankings.
Yeah, 20 for me. So I'm on point with that. Yeah.
it's kind of crazy in hindsight. Like when you go back in history and look, like there was an Olympics in Utah. Now again, we know it was because of graft.
Well, summer Olympics could literally be anywhere that there's snow.
Winter Olympics, you mean?
The Winter Olympics could be anywhere that
there's snow. Yeah, but it was just such a random place. And again, we know the reason was because of bribery. But still, it's sort of crazy that there was an Olympics in Utah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, number 28 on the list. This is a state that I've been to. I don't know about you guys, and this is a state where I'm really high. I have it all the way up at number 17, and Akiva hates the state. He has a 45, so he's going to have to explain that. Wow. I'm talking about the beautiful state of South Dakota.
Yeah, I just think it's worse than North Dakota. That's why it's 45.
Yeah, in what way is it worse than North Dakota? I've never heard, that's like the
worst sports teams, worst schools.
Wait, where's South Dakota actually has a team.
You know what? And Mount Rushmore is South trash. Dakota. It's the most overrated place in the whole country.
Mount Rushmore overrated, but there's a lot of, first of all, like Tony was talking about this before, a lot of great Native American culture there, and the Badlands are one of the coolest, yes, most beautiful places in the world.
Well, I didn't even know they existed till 2 seconds ago. At least I didn't
know
they
were heard of
South Dakota.
All right, so you've obviously never been to South Dakota. Antonio, have you been to South Dakota?
Yeah, just to, well, no, it's a long story. No, I don't get to count it, apparently. So, okay.
Have you not been to Wall Drug?
No, no.
You don't get the reference.
No.
Throughout the state of South Dakota, there's like every mile, there's a bumper sticker that says just 27 or 243 more miles to Wall Drug. And then, you know, just, and it's just endless. There's so many bumper. And so the consequence is that every single person driving through South Dakota stops at Wall Drug because of all the signs. And it's just a drugstore, but it's brilliant marketing because now it's become like multiple. It's not just one. Now it's like a whole like almost strip mall just selling crap that says I went to Wall Drug. So it's really brilliant marketing, actually. But every person who's ever driven through the state of South Dakota stops there. But yeah, South Dakota, it has Mount Rushmore, which is iconic. It has the Badlands, which is beautiful.
Is and it's Sturgis in South Dakota?
Yeah, it has Sturgis. Yeah, you
is
see a lot
a
of
positive
motorcyclists.
Positive or negative, though? I'm anti-motorcycle.
That's what
They're
I was asking.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure about.
I mean,
I think no one motorcycle should be illegal. That's one of my.
It's not for me, but yeah, no, I don't know. I will say this: there's a lot of graphic depictions of dead babies on those signs along the highway in South Dakota that are not for Wall Drug. So you know that's a little bit distasteful.
Like anti-abortion ads? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but like very graphic ones that, you know, I think probably could cause accidents and would distract drivers and, you know, in most states might not be illegal. But I'm pro South Dakota. It's a very beautiful, it has a lot of unique things going for it. And, you know, it kicks North Dakota's ass.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have a Dakota off one day and we'll see what's better.
There's no reason to have a Dakota off. Nobody thinks that North Dakota's better, including people from North Dakota.
Everyone in North Dakota thinks North Dakota's better.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Number 27, another beautiful western state. Bit surprised we all had it in the 30s actually, so I'm a bit surprised it's this low considering its physical beauty and all the national parks. Wyoming, nice looking flag also. They got a nice big buffalo on it. So Akiva, yeah, you both have it at number 37. So why don't you speak simultaneously about
boring? It's boring.
Yeah, I was gonna say same thing. Why? I just have never been enticed to go to Wyoming. I'm sure it's beautiful, but I'm not sure what there is in addition to that beauty or what beauty they have that isn't present in places like Montana or Utah that I've already been.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And I think we're going to have to split this podcast into two episodes because we've spent so much time talking about these trashy bottom 26 states. So we're going to end today at number 26, which is the best state among the loser states. Among 26 to 50, this is the best state. It is the home of one of our podcasters today, and that is the state of Kentucky. So you win the consolation bracket. You finish in 26th place. We are all over the map. I had Kentucky at 26 exactly.
Nice.
Antonio had it at 16, I would say understandably. Akiva hates Kentucky, has it down at 44. So
to
Akiva,
be
why
fair,
do
had I
so
really
much?
Thought about it and I remembered that we have Antonio coming on, I would have given it like a pity. I would have given it a pity 20. I don't have anything bad
so
to say.
So it would have been
Kentucky
out of the bottom half.
Other than I hate John Calipari so much and their football team stinks and they shouldn't be that bad and be in the SEC. And I hate Louisville. I hate Calipari and Patino so much. So the fact that both they live there means I probably could live in the state right now.
You hate Italians who are associated with college basketball, except you love Gino for some reason.
Gino Auriemma, I don't even love him. I just love the UConn women's team.
Yeah, listen, I feel like any ranking for Kentucky that wasn't in the top 10 would be justified. It is a state that comes attendant with a whole host of problems. As I said, the identity of – it's not even a state, first of all. It's a commonwealth. And that
so
is
Pennsylvania.
You just saying that makes me happy I put it at 44 now.
But so is Pennsylvania.
The truth is, I think like I like Justified so much, I feel like it, you know, Justified alone should put Kentucky – I like the word hollers. I like the fact that they're hollers.
Can I list some things that Kentucky brings to the table which are amazing?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, please.
First of all, bourbon. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm a hardcore bourbon guy.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
The Hunter S. Thompson story about the Kentucky Derby, if not the Kentucky Derby itself, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I should have counted the Kentucky Derby. That's good. I regret this.
Thrillist, by the way, has Kentucky number 3, which is shockingly high.
Not a lot of
our Arby's. We love our Arby's.
Googlers there.
No, yeah, we love our Arby's and don't love our Goop. So there you go.
No, that was estate.
Oh, that wasn't Thrillist. Okay, yeah.
Thrillist was the one who was just sort of doing it like the way we're doing it, just out of Kentucky is middle of the road on the estately list. Actually, I got bad news to you. Arby's, the third most Arby's in the country, and the eighth eighth most vape shops in the country.
Yes, that story checks out.
But you save yourself because nobody likes Goop, and there are no magicians in the whole state of Kentucky.
Yeah, we beat them all out with a stick.
Antonio made them disappear.
Yes, that was the St. Patrick of Kentucky and drove the magicians out. I love Kentucky. It's fascinating because everyone's like, it's been in the news the last few months politically because it became a right to work state, and it's because it's the first Republican House in 100 years. We've only had 2 Republican governors in the last 50. We went blue for Bill Clinton. Like, it's not a totally twisted law state. And yet our senators are Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell. Yeah. Our politics in terms of the governor's mansion, he was elected with like 16% of the vote. It is a really pathetic state, corrupt. It's a super corrupt state. The education, the healthcare are both really, really poor. It is run in many parts of the state by big coal companies, yet it's a gorgeous state and there are a lot of good things going for it. So I think any ranking is justified other than top 10. And I use justified.
Well, why would it? So I've been talking a lot about like, why would I visit the state other than the Kentucky basketball team, which I hate,
and the Kentucky Derby,
and the Kentucky. Oh, fine. So other than the Kentucky Derby,
but it's on Shabbos, so that's a problem.
It doesn't help me. And also,
you don't drink. So the Bourbon Trail. Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
Akiva
doesn't drink, and Akiva doesn't dress up, so he's not going to go to the Derby.
My wife's dad, my father-in-law, and her brothers, they're all about bourbon. So they like go there and they go to like every bourbon place, and they love it. Like that's their like Graceland. But to me, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, if you don't like bourbon, horse racing, bluegrass.
I'm fine with horse racing, but only for like, that only gives me like 2 hours.
Only for the jockeys.
You like the dressage too, right, Akiva? Yeah.
No, I'm anti-dressage.
But anyway, Muhammad Ali's from Louisville. They're building out like they have a Muhammad Ali Center there. They have the Louisville Slugger Museum. I think you'd really like the Louisville Slugger Museum, Akiva. Like
that
I know
cool.
You're a sports fan. Like there's
I mean,
a hook
you
for
do
that,
know that so. I don't like leaving my house. So I would like it if they could bring it to me.
Also, all wooden baseball bats look the same. What the hell are they going to show in that museum?
Oh, they show how they're made. They show the history of them. They show why they choose the wood they choose. It is actually a really as a baseball fan, like it's
such
a great
hater
trip.
Chester.
No, sorry. No, he's right though. Like they do all look the same, but yeah, there's a lot going on in Kentucky. They want you to think there is more going on than there is, but I hate the Wildcats as well, Akiva. So you're not alone in that hatred. I don't like Louisville either. I'm a Cincinnati fan.
All right,
Antonio. So Akiva, we've been going for over an hour and 15 minutes, and we haven't even got to the upper half. So I think we're gonna end it here. Antonio, are you available next week to come back on and rank the top 25 states with us?
Of course, of course.
All right, I think most of our listeners are probably in those states, so a lot of people on the edge of their seats. They're like, I listened for an hour and 15 minutes for this.
Right, we really should have realized, and there's no way around it to discuss every state, but there's no way to make this shorter than like 2.5 hours without Russia.
All right, but I'm not. When I post the episode, I'm not going to say that it's only part one.
Oh, no, that's a troll move.
I want people to listen all the way through, and then but they're gonna look on their iPod and say, "Wait a second, there's only 7 minutes left, and they're at number 28. How the hell is this gonna happen?"
Yeah. Everybody and they're waiting. People are also waiting, Chester, for your takes on Golden State's title last night. Everybody wants to hear your hot takes on.
I was
the
Warriors, Chester.
I was tweeting some of my takes. Well, the thing is, Akiva and I had already on last week's podcast taken for granted. Well, I think I assumed it would go in 5. Akiva actually at that point thought it was gonna go in 4.
To me, the more interesting story is that LeBron is so good. Now we really, even though they lost, have to like start talking about LeBron versus Jordan next year. I think LeBron was the best he's ever been in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was so good. And the fact that he's 32 and has all these miles on him, it's really incredible. It's just sad because, you know, it's just the reason we watch sports is for the unpredictability of it. And this is what we knew was going to happen when Durant, and I don't fault Durant.
Before the
anyway,
season, we knew it would be like Cavs in four. I mean, if you go back and listen to the episode we did preseason, we would have said like Cavs in four, Cavs in five. Like, we know what's going to happen. I mean, Warriors in four, Warriors in five. Like, this result could have been predicted before the season. And I still say that the Spurs would have given the Warriors a really good series if Kawhi doesn't get hurt. Again, winning by 25 in game one, I'm never going to get over it. But
well, we'll see you next year. You'll get another chance, especially if you add Chris Paul.
Well, if they had Chris Paul, they're going to have to get rid of all their depth. It'll actually make them worse, in my opinion. But so LeBron was looking at his like career stats, and if he continues to be this good for five more years, which obviously seems incredibly difficult, doesn't
five
have to be this
more
good.
Years. I mean,
he doesn't have to be this good, but he still has to be like an all star for five more years. He will end up being the number one scorer of all time and the number one assister of all time if he has five more good years, which is insane.
Yeah,
most important points, most assists.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I almost think at this point, like, people are saying, oh, might LeBron go to the Lakers or something like that? If LeBron was going
to
leave Cleveland, and I hope he doesn't.
Has to be
I
in
think
the East. Has to go back to Miami,
that also,
I think.
No, but I'm saying, I think he should go to Golden State. And now, see, can they pull off an 80? No, can they pull off an 82-0 season? Yeah. A 98-0 season?
That would be, at least if they're going to win, I agree. They're not even that interesting. Like, they're really interesting, but to me, it's you're right. If they had LeBron, throw LeBron in there.
Yeah, the only way for the NBA to be interesting with the super team is if they're going to try and do super things. So, you know, in 2016, they went for 73-9, and then idiots said, oh, well, that's the reason they didn't win the title, is if one has anything to do with the other. And so this year, even though they were better statistically, they lost a few more games in the regular season. And then at least they had the drama in the playoffs of could they go 16-0, and then, of course, there was a letdown for that one also. So what are we going to watch basketball for next year? The only really – and I'm a Timberwolves fan, and that's a team that's on the up and up, but what's the ultimate end game there? You know,
right,
I
think like if you guys became if the Timberwolves or the Sixers became like the super young team, it just they're not even close. You guys aren't even close, and neither are the Sixers.
I don't know. The Celtics are this sleeping giant.
But what are they going to add? Who are they going to add other than the
Gordon
first
Hayward?
Pick?
I don't know if Gordon Hayward is going.
Even
there.
Even if they add Gordon Hayward and the number one pick is really good, they're not even in the same. Like, maybe they become better than Cleveland if LeBron slips a little bit. They're not even in the same stratosphere as Golden State.
Yeah. But I agree with your San Antonio take that it doesn't it's not necessarily all of the players, it's the way they play together, and I think that San Antonio could have beaten Golden State, and I sort of feel like Boston could get there. And I think that Boston showed that even Cleveland slipping a little, Boston was ready. And if they improve as a team, if those guys get – if Thomas gets – I feel like there's a chance Boston could really be on the come up. And I thought the Jazz were a team poised for that too, but if they lose Hayward, they're in real trouble.
Yeah, we'd have to move to Utah State ring down a few more.
Yep. So I don't know. It's I'm, as I said, Thunder fan. So I despise and loathe the Warriors with every fiber of my being at this point. But it is what it is.
It was so sad. Like I saw someone in a Durant Sonics jersey, and I'm like, oh, it like hit me. I'm like, oh no, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that had to be a rough night for Sonics fans.
All right, so Antonio, thanks for joining us again. We will be back next week to do the final 25 states in our rankings, unless that ends up getting split again. We'll see how that goes.
No, if we do this again, we're keeping it to 1 hour.
All right, so thank you so much. Let us know on Twitter if we are ranking the states well, if we are ranking the states poorly, who's the best and worst ranker. And we will be back next week to discuss the greatest states in our union. Thank you, Antonio.
Sorry, Georgia.
Bye.